This is Mark Wilkes. I'm the chair of the TCC, and I'm going to go ahead and call the meeting to order. Thank you, everyone who is in attendance. The first item on our agenda is approval of the agenda. Do I have a motion? Do I hear a motion to approve the agenda as submitted? Okay, second. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Do we know who made the motion, who seconded? And
George seconded.
George seconded. Who made the motion, please?
Oh, I heard it. It's me, Michelle Strickland.
Okay, Michelle. Yeah, please indicate your name before you make the motion a second, because Sally has to write down in the minutes.
That's true. Sally is not as familiar with everyone's voice yet. So my bad. I probably should have asked everyone to do that. The first action item is election of officers, and Wycota may have an excerpt of the bylaws, but every year we do elect officers for the TCC at the last meeting of the calendar year to determine the chairman and the vice chairman for the next year. The term is 1 year, and should the chairman become vacant during the middle of the year, the vice chairman will be promoted to chairman, and a new vice chairman shall be elected. The primary prerequisite for this position is excellent attendance. So with that, I will open the floor to nominations. Do I hear nominations for chairman? Any nominations for chairman of the technical coordinating committee?
I think I will nominate Pam Bernard. I think she did an excellent job before.
So that's Vivian. Vivian is nominating Pam Bernard.
For Pam.
Pam, are you on the call and do you accept the nomination? Is Pam on the meeting?
Yes, Pam is on the meeting, but I cannot hear her.
Oh yeah, it's because everybody's at mute unless you
you need to unmute yourself. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Pam, could you unmute yourself and let us know if you accept the nomination? We don't take hostages. At least not officially. While we're waiting for Pam to get back to us on that, are there any other nominations for chairman of TCC for calendar year 2021? I can't believe it's 2021 almost.
Mark, so it seems like Melanie Wilson and Pamela Everett are not here today, so I probably will be the TCC alternate.
Okay,
so I should be able to nominate.
I got Pam on the phone. She's unable to unmute herself, and she does accept the nomination.
Okay, so we do at least have one candidate.
Now, is it on your end that you can't?
Okay, I'm going to ask one more time. Any further nominations for chairman of TCC for calendar year 2021? Going once, going twice. All in favor of Pam Bernard for chairman of the TCC for 2021, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? She wins unopposed by a landslide. Congratulations, Pam.
Mm-hmm.
The next position is vice chairman. In the event that the chairman is unable to attend at any meeting, the vice chairman would run that meeting. Also would attend to the position of chairman should Pam be unable to complete the term. We're going to open the floor for nominations.
I nominate Scott Allison.
Okay, so Wycota as alternate for Pam for Melanie is nominated Scott Allison. Scott, do you accept the nomination?
You know, attendance for me, I have other meetings, something usually during this time, but I'll have to go back and look at the meeting times for next year. Do we have that from a previous agenda?
They're typically the they're typically going to be the third Thursday.
So right.
Something unusual in that month.
No, I don't mind at all being vice chair. I just, you know, the prerequisite was good attendance, and you know, I'm able to make about three quarters of them usually.
Well, I think I was speaking about the chairman, but we prefer everybody have good attendance. But the way it would work is that they would contact you and coordinate with you at that point. And then I guess if neither of you were able to run the meeting, then when the meeting convened, we would just pick an acting chair to run the meeting that day. So I think that still works.
Yeah, I can do that. I think that's what I did when Nathaniel was chair.
Okay, so we have one nominee. Are there any further nominations for vice chairman? Once a year opportunity, folks. Okay, I'm going to close the floor for nominations. Going once, going twice. Okay, we have Scott Allison as nominee. All in favor signify of all in favor of Scott Allison for vice chairman signify by saying aye.
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 Okay. Okay, anyone opposed? Speak now. Okay, congratulations, Scott. So we have our officers for 2021. What is the next item on our agenda? Is it the
minutes?
Minutes. Okay, the next item on our agenda is the approval of the October 15th, 2020 TCC meeting minutes. The meeting minutes were attached to your electronic meeting packet. Are there any comments or discussions on the minutes? Any corrections? Okay, if there are no comments, corrections, if there are no corrections or changes needed, can I have a motion to approve the minutes? Come on, Wakota.
Yeah, this is Wakota. Yes, I did review and make edits to the minutes, so I motion to approve.
Okay. Do I have a second? Do I hear a second?
Michelle Strickland, I'll second.
Thanks, Michelle. Okay. I have a motion and second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, the meeting minutes stand approved. The next item is the fiscal year 2021 to 2024 TIP adoption, and I'm sure this is Wakota's.
Yeah, I will probably use gosh, this.
Gosh, that's pretty.
Yeah, thanks to Alicia helped to design this presentation. So I just modified it from the ADFAC to TCC. So I was just there are a little bit change, very minor. So actually TCC members are all involved in the TIP development. So everybody knows what the TIP is. It's the MPO short range programming document, and it lists the 4 years projects, highway, transit, now motorized, and lump sum, maintenance, all the other improvements. And it's basically a subset of the 2045 Long Range Transportation Plan, the highest priorities of 2045. So it's pretty consistent with the Long Range Plan. And then TCC has been involved during the TIP development process all the way from the call for projects, the ranking of the projects, evaluation, scoring, allocation of HIP, Z23030M funds, and then after that, we actually developed a preliminary draft to for FHWFTNG.review. They already sent us the comments. And if you see the revised draft tip, the comments from FHWANG.,  are listed in Appendix D. For the revised draft, we have a 30-day public review comment period. Today is the last day. I really haven't received any written comments yet, except that people have some hard time like accessing the link. For some reason, when I send in the link, it changed changed one of the symbols, so it didn't work, but I did fix that. So that was the only comment that I received during the public comment period. So hopefully, but we will still receive written comments 3 days after today. So Monday, Tuesday, and this Friday, when you send in your comments, we can still accommodate those. So now we're going through the committee process, and we will target to have the tip adopted in December, on December the 9th, next Wednesday. And we are required to do performance-based planning. So TIP projects or TIP programming are supposed to contribute to achieving the performance targets. And I'm just going to share with you the targets that we have. So for the highway, we have safety targets, congestion, freight, pavement, and bridges. So this is the safety targets, and TCC was involved in this all along. So we adopted these targets at the last meeting for the number of fatalities, number of serious injuries, fatality rates, serious injury rates, and total number of non-motorized fatalities and serious injuries. And these are the statewide targets, and we adopted the method to accept the state targets. So that state has the resources to collect data, and then they would do the reporting, and then they will evaluate how effective all the projects are in achieving these targets. And then the bridge conditions and pavement targets. So basically, you want to have a percentage of interstate pavements in good conditions. You want a higher percentage in good conditions. You want a lower percentage in poor conditions. And then percent of a non-interstate national highway system pavement in good conditions or in poor conditions. And the percent of national highway bridges by deck area in good condition and in poor condition. And you can see on the right side, these are the 4-year and the 2-year targets. So when GDOT update these targets, and they will send us the new targets, and then we will incorporate them into our plan and the programs as well. And then PM3, the CMAQ, freight movement system performance. So you have like percent of person miles on interstate system that are reliable, the higher, the better. And the percent of person miles on the non-interstate national highway system that are reliable, of course, the percentage is higher, the better. And then the truck travel time reliability index. So these are the state targets that we adopted. And our TIP projects will contribute to these targets. And for the transit, Chatham Area Transit developed their TAM plan, Transit Asset Management Plan. And then another transit operator in this region, Coastal Regional Commission, they actually joined the statewide TAM plan for the rural areas. So GDOT Intermodal Office actually developed the statewide TAM plan. And they also have to set the targets on the rolling stock, equipment, and facilities. So when the MPO adopted these targets back in August 2018, we actually combined those, consolidated those, and choose the targets that makes more sense. So you can see these regional targets in the percentage of good state of good repair. These are the adopted targets. So the TIP projects, we contribute to these targets. As you can see, all the projects are contributing to more than one performance measures. So I can go through this for the highway project terrain. The three project terrain projects, they will contribute to safety, pavement, congestion, freight, and the US 17 bridges replacing Port Wentworth because it's close to the port area. So it's a major freight corridor. So the bridge replacement will improve the safety, pavement, and bridge, and the freight. And let me just pause for a moment because I just got an email from GDOT about lunch hour. So one of these projects is US 17 bridge project, or this US 17 widening project, one of these will be pushed back to 2025. So when I developed this tip, this information was unknown to us. So what I'm presenting over here is still based on the information that I have now. But I will show you the comments I just received at lunch hour later. So there might be some little minor changes over here. But if we include these projects in at least these two 17 projects between GDOT and South Carolina, through their cooperation, we implement these two projects. They will contribute to safety, bridge, and freight movement. Effingham Parkway, I only listed it as congestion. It's contributing to congestion relief because State Route 21 is highly congested. So by building Effingham Parkway, actually divert some of the traffic into Effingham Parkway. So that would relieve congestion on State Route 21. Brampton Road Connector, it was supposed to be made as a freight corridor, so it will definitely contribute to facilitate freight movement, and it will relieve congestion in the port area. And the I-95 widening and the I-95 and I-60 interchange will contribute to safety, bridge, congestion, and freight, because those are major freight corridors, and interchange is so you will have like bridge areas that will be replaced, so that will help achieve the safety targets. And the Ogeechee Road widening, Ogeechee Road is a freight corridor. It has congestion in the morning and in the afternoon, so rush hour. So helping the widening of that segment will help the relieve congestion. And also because of the widening, probably will reduce the head-on collision. So you will have a safety improvement as well. The US 80 bridges, Blue River Bridge, so that has been split into three projects. One is the bridge project at Blue River, another is a bridge replacement at La Strada Creek, and then the third project is the improvements in between those two bridges. So because we're talking about the bridges, so definitely will contribute to the pavement and bridge performance targets and the congestion as well. Because the US 80 bridges probably will be congested during very seasonally, especially in the summer. So by building, having accommodation of the lane, so you will relieve congestion and also improve safety, so reduce the head-on collision. And then I-16 interchange at Little Neck Road. I-16 is a major freight corridor, and then the Jimmy DeLoach extension will be there. So that Jimmy DeLoach extension will be a freight corridor as well. So definitely that will contribute to freight and also have some safety improvements and relieve some congestion in that area as well. And then City of Savannah's Traffic Control Center, because it will involve signal coordination, so it contributes multiple performance measures, including the transit safety, because the bus is using that as well. And then Chatham Transit electric bus conversion, definitely when you have buses, so you will probably improve air quality because you don't have people driving their own separate cars. And that will contribute to achieve transit safety as well. So the buses will not break down. And buses are also transit assets. So that will improve the transit asset management. The Old River widening, because of the development in Effingham County, supposed to be like a warehouse area, industrial area, so this project will contribute to freight. And then probably this widening will convert that like one lane on each side to two lanes, probably have some like meeting or something, so that will improve safety. And Tumalini Park Trail Phase 2B, we know it's a trail project, it's a standalone trail project, but it provides an alternative mode for the bicyclists and pedestrians. So it improves bicycle and pedestrian safety. So that is one performance target as well. And then of course, if you drive less, so it will improve air quality. And the Chatham County Travers Road improvement and Girard Avenue improvement as well, because those are bike path projects, so they will improve safety by building separate file paths for bicyclists and pedestrians and improve air quality as well. And then the I-95 ITS project, definitely. So any technology improvement will help achieving the targets for the safety, bridge congestion and freight and air quality. And then the Stereo 21 is a free corridor, and I-16 is a free corridor. Chatham Parkway is a free corridor. So all these will contribute to freight congestion relief and the safety. And lump sum projects is varied. So it's maintenance, pavement, safety, grid separation, warning signs. So that will definitely improve safety. And then transit projects, so that will include the transit operations, transit buses, transit asset management, and the water ferry service, the paratransit service. So that will definitely, investment in those programs will help achieve the air quality, safe transit safety, transit asset management. So as I indicated, we just received some comments at lunch hour. So the table I'm showing over here and based on my current information, but the changes actually we just received are very minor. So these numbers probably will still stand. So I didn't separate out the standalone non-motorized projects in this breakdown. So because like Trumelino Park Trail, it will receive funds from Z230 and Z01. So those are allocated by the Federal Highway Administration. So FHWA funds, I include those in highway percentage. So make sure this highway percentage actually includes some of the funds for non-motorized improvements and also some very minor flexed funds for the transit bus purchase. So the total investment about $572 million. The highway portion is about 90% and the transit percentage is 9.93%. And as I mentioned, all the two projects will contribute more than one target. So if you just allocate all the funds based on their category, the performance measures they are contributing, you can say that about 85% of the project contributing to achieving safety targets, 82% help relieve congestion, 74% help to facilitate freight movement, 68% will contribute to pavement and bridges, and 23%, 24% will contribute to air quality improvements, and then about 10% to contribute to transit safety and transit asset management. So basically, our TIP program overall includes high percentage projects that address all these performance targets. And then each project addresses more than one performance measures. So overall, the TIP projects achieving the performance targets for various categories. And that also means that TIP as a whole contributes to economic development of the Savannah region. And this is the new development. And this is the information I just received at lunch hour. Most of these are actually very minor, actually. So you can see the project, the lens, it's just in the project, the page. What the information included in current TIP is based on whatever GDOT had on their website. So I just checked the concept report, so enter that information. But seems like somebody from GDOT look at it in more detail and then they know more. So they have like project lens change and all these information. So we can update these. And also some project descriptions. These are really not minor. The only thing that I see that is a little bit more significant is, actually it's really not significant because it's like the bridge replacement in Port Wentworth. So they wanted to delete the utility phase because the utility phase is already rolled into incorporated into construction cost. So probably combined, the numbers probably won't change. You just delete one phase. This is the only one that might be considered significant. That's the Back River Bridge. The construction is not ready in the 2021 to 2024. So GDOT proposes to move it to long range. So, but that one is only like $1.6 million or something. So really it doesn't impact the picture that I showed you previously. And another one, the Effingham Parkway utility phase is 228, but I still have to clarify with GDOT on some of these because when we developed the TIP and that, because of the situation for Effingham Parkway, so part of it is in Effingham County Part Office is in Chatham County, so we want to make sure that the GDOT, whoever makes these comments, does not get confused. So this 228 might include the utility cost for both counties. Whatever we include might only be including Chatham County, because not all of Effingham County is part of the MPO, but within the MPO boundary. So we can only include the portion located, the portion of the programming in our portion of the MPO. So this is something that I need to follow up with GDOT after this meeting. So, but overall, these comments will be incorporated. So for the TCC, we would just ask the TCC to endorse the draft TIP to the MPO Board of Adoption, but subject to the incorporation of the new program changes that I just listed over there.
But you're uncertain about the cost for the Effingham Parkway phase?
Yeah. But these are very minor, so it just I need some get some clarification. Does this include Effingham County portion as well? Or should we still use our old number? So these are just some of the things that we need clarification. So before we incorporate it, we can not just take this for granted, say, okay, I will change this, change that, change that. I want to get some clarification on that before I make the changes.
What was the source of the comments?
Ned?
Hey, Waco, this is Ned. That's from OFM. She said that is the cost for just Chatham County.
So that is the Chatham County portion.
Yeah, that's okay. Just Chatham County portion.
Okay.
So this is just the updated cost.
Yes, updated cost and increase, yeah.
Okay. Is that the local match or what? What is the funding code?
Hold on.
I think this is from the GDOT Financial Management Office. It comes from GDOT Financial Management Office.
This is Christy.
Yes, some of these comments actually.
Christy is speaking. We're having trouble hearing you, Christy.
Sorry, can you hear me now?
That's better, yes.
Okay,
yes.
Sorry. The utility phase, that is local.
Oh, local, okay.
Okay, good.
And then it's all for Chatham County. Yeah, some of these comments actually, like update information related to administrative modifications amendment process. I mean, we adopted the GDOT process. So I don't know what kind of information they want us to update. So that's why we need some kind of follow up on these. Unless GDOT has updated TIP amendment or administrative modification process. So whatever we have is what GDOT adopted. So it just, I mean, it's really not major. All these changes are not major, so I consider them minor.
Well, perhaps what we should do is ask the committee to endorse the draft TIP to the MPO board, subject to those remaining issues being clarified, and perhaps you could send the final version out and everyone just in an email blast for transparency's sake when you have that.
Yeah,
but this would be all of these questions would be wrapped up before we ask the board to adopt it, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So you could do that. We could send whatever the final information is out to everybody in an email blast, so they have it before the board meeting. In the unlikely event that there was anything that anybody wanted to ask questions about, they could do it before it's adopted.
Yeah, I think the chart over here, I will probably revise the chart and revise all these numbers after I incorporate those, but I probably will
be
very
major,
similar.
So
yeah, very,
you,
very, very
if
similar.
If you blur your eyes, it would look about the same.
Yeah. Okay. So today's action for the TCC, just endorsement of the draft TIP subject to the new changes.
Okay. Do we have any, before we open the floor for that, do we have any questions for Waikota on the information presented? Any questions or comments on the draft TIP and the presentation? Okay, hearing none, I'm going to ask for a motion to endorse. Can I get a motion?
Pete from Tybee will make a motion to endorse the draft tip.
Thank you. We have a motion. Is there a second?
Can I second my own item?
Trent Long from Fort Wilworth, I'll second.
Thank you.
Thanks, Trent.
Thank you. I mean, yes, technically, I think you can. We like to not be the only talking heads at the meeting at any moment. So thank you. So we have a motion and a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, motion passes. Okay, thank you, Wicota. Does anyone have any other business for the committee today? Okay, if there's no other business, we'll move on to item 4, status reports.
Yeah, Roger needs to switch the screen to Mark.
Right. The first item is the 2021 Core MPO Federal Certification Review. And let's see, I have to pick the right screen. Okay, can everyone see my screen?
Yes.
And is it the PowerPoint, not the other monitor? Is it the correct one, Wicota?
Yes.
Okay, good. This, I believe, is our second presentation on the certification review. We'll be coming back to the committees at every meeting cycle until the certification process is completed, which will be in the spring. This is, let's see. Well, and I think we've covered some of this other information but for those who weren't with us, the Federal Certification Review is a four-year required review of the metropolitan planning process for those areas over 200,000 in population. It's sort of like an audit. And we seek public input on how the process works. That public input also includes, of course, our members and the various committees, as well as just the general public. And who is involved? It's pretty much the usual suspects, the MPO board, the TCC, this committee, the Citizens Advisory Committee, the Advisory Committee on Accessible Transportation, the Economic Development and Freight Advisory Committee, the MPO staff, Georgia Department of Transportation, the modal representatives, CAT Airport, other governmental agencies, interest groups such as Bike Walk Savannah, maybe the Tree Foundation, FTA and Federal Highway Administration, and the general public. And why is the MPO planning process important? It's probably a real good idea that we revisit that every 4 years. But the Metropolitan Transportation Planning Process is the framework by which transportation decisions are made and by which projects are planned, selected, and prioritized for implementation within the region. The MPO planning process establishes a framework for collaboration. The MPOs decide how a large portion of the federal transportation funding is spent nationwide, and it helps the MPO to prioritize regional needs and determine the best and most economical solutions. Most of all, it provides the framework for the future of transportation system. So we have been involved in this process already for a couple of months now, roughly. We are in the midst of the desk audit. We kicked off officially November 2nd, but unofficially back as early as September. And we have forwarded our planning documents to Federal Highway Administration. We're currently answering a significant series of questions that we'll be submitting to them next Monday. And I believe that'll be our last submittal item for the desk audit. prior to the site visit. Site visit will be beginning on January 19th and running until it's complete, possibly till the 21st of January, but very likely concluding a little bit sooner. It just really depends on how things are going, how deeply we delve into certain areas. So we could easily, if everything's going well and everything is satisfactory, we could potentially be finished in the middle of the day on the 20th. It just depends on how deep a dive we take. The public meeting will be on the 19th. And closeout will, as I alluded, be either the 20th or the 21st, most likely. The final report will be filed no later than 31st of March 2021, because that's the four-year deadline established by our last certification review. And there'll be a report back to the MPO once that report is developed. I'm saying April or February, most likely. We think it would be April following the official completion date of the report. Again, if things moved quickly, we could potentially have some feedback to the board in February. So we have an early date of February and a fallback date of April for a report back to the MPO board. You may be seeing a newspaper ad going out in the next couple of weeks to begin the public comment period. Public comment period on the MPO process here that Wicota will be sending out via Savannah Morning News and some other local news outlets and media contacts. And that will have some links to some information on on how you can give us feedback on the process. So this will be, as I said, the first certification review since the one that underwent in 2016. The last site visit ran almost a full week from the 23rd to the 27th of May 2016. So that one was that was one of the deeper dives that we've ever taken as far as the site visit. The public meeting was on the 23rd of May. And I have a typo here I need to correct. The closeout was not the 23rd of May. It must have been the 27th, because that typically happens on the last day of the site visit. So the closeout must have been the 27th, and I apologize for that mistake. We received a follow-up letter then on November 8th of 2016. There were 20 requested action items and two potential corrective actions that came, I believe, with a timeline. The draft certification report was provided by Federal Highway Administration for review and comment the following February 28, 2017, and the final certification report was issued on the 31st of March, 2017. That date, 31st of March, establishing the deadline for the next certification. The two potential corrective actions that I mentioned were addressed prior to the issuance addressed or satisfied prior to the issuance of the certification in the spring of 2017. In addition, there were 7 noteworthy practices and 22 additional recommendations. That is all I really have. I wasn't going to go into great detail, but I'll be happy to answer any questions about the current certification or anything I can remember from the previous one, if anyone would like to ask any questions. Is Anne Marie on the call?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, there
yes.
She is.
She needs to unmute. Yeah.
Oh, was there anything you wanted to add, Anne Marie?
Just to emphasize this body's role in that certification review process and the reason why the ongoing communication in terms of keeping this body abreast of the upcoming certification is just whatever information you receive, look over those materials, and your input and involvement in this process is greatly valued. So I will be sending out invitation to some members of this body and to the PC inviting to a listening session with Federal Highway and Federal Transit and on GDOT, just to get your take on the process, how the process is working for you, what's not working, what's working, how you can improve upon the process, what recommendations both the federal and GDOT have in how to improve that process. So we definitely want to hear back from this body, whether through the public comment, public meeting, or just to participate in that site visit.
Thank you, Anne-Marie. One thing that crossed my mind while you were speaking that I think has been a benefit that came from the last certification review was our calls for projects, which we had not had prior to that, but that was one of the things that one of the recommendations that came out of it, and I think that has been helpful in structuring the process for the TIP development. We've done something similar in developing our work program. I've started issuing for the last couple of years a call for plans and studies, which actually has become surprisingly popular. So that also has been helpful. So, you know, it actually, I would encourage people, it's a good chance to give your feedback, and, you know, constructive change is likely to happen. I would encourage anybody that's so inclined to, take advantage of the opportunities that Emery's mentioned.
Even if there's members of the public that are not aware of the MPO process, are not aware of this review, that's an opportunity for you to share this information. As well as Mark said, there will be a public meeting component to this. And majority of the time when we do these public meetings, we don't have any participation at all. Even though we advertise the meeting and we create forums, we don't have any participation. So if you know anyone that would be interested in just rendering their input on the process, this is an opportunity as well to direct them to where the information will be, the schedule for the certification review, and how they can provide input in the process, whether participating in the public meeting or submitting their comments electronically.
Yeah, when we post the presentation file that you send us, we will also post the survey and the comment card so people can have access on our website.
Thank you.
Okay, well, if there are no additional comments or questions, I think we can move on to the next item, which is status of the recent core MPO RFPs. And that's my item. I'm going to stop. Can I stop sharing my screen?
Sure. Who do you want to share? Wicoda?
Wicoda, yes. Okay. I don't really have a PowerPoint or anything on this. I'm just going to give a verbal presentation or discussion. The two RFPs that we recently issued, one for the State Route 21 Access Management Study and the State Route 307 Corridor Study. The proposals are currently under review. They were due to us on November 16th. They were all checked for, I guess, compliance and completeness, and were routed to the review team members on the 18th of November. We did request scores back by December 1st, but we understand it's a very busy time with Thanksgiving, and we are still waiting for a few reviews to come in. We're hopeful that we'll have those shortly, and I just wanted to say that if you are one of our review team members on either of the studies and you still haven't submitted your scores, if you could please try to get those to us by Monday, that would be very helpful. In the both RFPs that we issued, the tentative schedule said that we would try to have the consultant team interviews next week on Thursday and Friday. So if we can get the scoring in by Monday, we should be able to hopefully get those interviews scheduled and move forward on the originally anticipated schedule. If for some reason we're not able to get enough of the scores submitted, then a delay would probably mean that we're going to be backing up all the way into January, simply because of the Christmas holidays, staff vacation time. Several of us here are in the use it or lose it category for our vacation time this year because of some changes in policy. So, you know, please try to get them to us Monday. If not, if you can't, get them to us when you can, and, you know, we'll go from there. But hopefully we'll be having those interviews next Thursday and Friday, be in a position to notify the winning teams early the following week. But we have, for example, on the 307 corridor study, I have 4 out of 6 team member scores submitted. And then on the, and that was for a total of 7 different consultant proposals. And then for the other one was... I think I got, oh, the other one, the 21, I had only three of nine scoring individuals have submitted their scores so far for the State Route 21 corridor study. For that one, we had 9 proposals. So, you know, I think it's just a function of coming at Thanksgiving time, the fact that we probably had 2 to 3 times the usual response rate. But, you know, the good news is we had a lot of responses, a lot of good responses, and we will be getting those kicked off. We do have the funding contract with GDOT in place as of just the last couple of weeks for the State Route 21 Access Management Study, and that is in process for the State Route 307 Corridor Study. A question for Ned or Vivian. Do you happen to know if there's a PI number yet for State Route 307 that I could start putting on the documents as we develop things?
This is Ned. We haven't got any information on it yet, but we're trying to reach out to see what we can get on that, so I'll get back to you on that.
Okay, that's great. I don't have to have it now, but I like to put it in as many documents as I can because it really helps later on in terms of searching and keeping things organized. And that's all I have to report. Again, if you're a team member on one of those studies, please try to get me your scores if you haven't already. Monday, if at all possible, I will still try to have the virtual interviews by the end of the week and go forward from there. Any questions? If there are no questions, the next item is the participation plan and Title VI plan update progress. And is that going to be Asia?
Yeah, Asia.
Yeah, it's going to be me. Can everyone hear me okay?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, I just need to share my screen.
Yeah, Roger, please. Roger? Okay.
Yep, he's doing it. Can everyone see my screen?
Not yet. Okay.
Can see it. Okay, awesome. So I'm just going to give a short status report on the participation plan and Title VI plan updates. So just to remind everyone, the participation plan refers to our plan on public outreach. And this update was definitely necessitated by COVID-19, especially since we can't do in-person outreach methods. And Title VI refers to promoting equality and ensuring that there is no discrimination based on racial, ethnic, gender, disability, language, or age group, and to ensure that all groups are represented within the core MPO. Okay, so for the first part of the update, I just wanted to show everyone where we are essentially in the update process. So the green represents everything that we have completed so far. So basically the meat of the first draft is done, and we sent it off for federal and state review. And so far we have received some comments from GDOT. The blue represents what we are currently doing. And so we're basically just incorporating those comments into and revising the draft. And we're also presenting it to TCC, CAC, ACAT, and the core MPO board. And the yellow is what we will be doing in the future. And so one of the biggest things that we have planned for the future is that 45-day public comment and review period in January. And then after that, it's smooth sailing, and we are still on track to adopt the plan in February. As stated in the last meeting, we were updating our public outreach methods with a focus on online and distanced outreach. On this slide is just some of the outreach methods that we updated. But if you want to see more changes, we have a highlighted version of the participation plan and Title VI plan update attached to this agenda. Something interesting that we discovered is that for the majority of the committees, that is the Core MPO Board, TCC, CAC, and ACAT, for most of these boards, attendance actually increased during the pandemic. So that was really interesting to see. And we are speculating because doing online meetings might actually be more flexible and accessible for people. And so that commute is no longer a barrier for attending meetings. I think it is for the core MPO board. Even though there was a meeting canceled in April, we actually might have higher attendance compared to last year, despite missing an entire meeting. And I think it's definitely because of that, those online meetings are just a lot easier to get to. And these are just for the other committees. The CAC was the only committee to experience a decrease in attendance this year. And another cool update is the survey. So we do have a voluntary demographic survey, and it's just to ensure that we are in compliance with Title VI. So we just want to ensure that there is no underrepresentation with any group, and we would really appreciate it if you could take the survey. So if you just follow this link below, it'll take you straight to the survey, and I can also put the link in the chat box too. And it should only take about a couple minutes, and it's really easy, really quick, and we just really appreciate it if you took it. And that's all I have. Do I have any questions?
Aisha did receive some comments from GDOT.
Yes, so, we did get a couple comments from GDOT. I didn't have a chance to put it in the PowerPoint because it had to be. We got the comments after it was added to the agenda. But the GDOT comments was just fixing some of the language and just clarifying some of those sentences. Let me see if I can pull it up. Can everyone still hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
And you get a lot of email.
Yeah. These are just in the sent. So these are the only comments that I've gotten from Jita. I keep zooming it in. I'm just trying to scroll. So just basically fix rewording some sentences to provide more clarification. So these are just the comments that we got. So nothing too difficult to update or deal with.
And this is Anne Marie with Federal Highway, and Federal Highway did not provide any comments on the participation plan and Title VI because we're currently reviewing the existing participation plan and Title VI document as part of the certification review. So whatever that I don't identify there will be a part of that certification review. So even though we might not get any comments on this draft product, but it will be a part of the certification review. So if recommendations are submitted, then we'll give a timeline to incorporate those recommendations.
Okay.
Okay. Were there any other comments? Any other comments or questions for Asia? Thank you, Asia. I think I think everybody had the questions answered. Okay. We'll move on to the information reports. And Roger, you may need to share Lycoda's screen again. Good.
Yeah, I already got my screen.
The first being GDOT status report.
I didn't see Choi here. Choi is not attending this TCC meeting, so somebody from GDOT, who's going to talk about it?
Is there anyone from Georgia DOT who can give the status report? If there is, please unmute and announce.
I see several. Christy.
This is Christy. I wasn't really prepared to review this.
Yeah.
And I wasn't going to call you out, but hopefully.
Good.
Yeah, Christy, we knew this for the freight meeting that we have earlier in the morning that Troy will try to make it, but I think he couldn't. And our system went down, NETS and I system, where we can get, information, it went down. You know how our system is working right now. So, I mean, we can answer some other questions that Christy cannot, but, or we can take a note of whatever else is missing and we get back to you.
Oh,
thank you, guys.
Quite a few of them are my project manager, so I do know quite a bit about them. I guess just tell me how you would like for me to go through it. Do you want me to read through each one or just tell me the process I need to follow?
Well, normally,
they usually hit the hardest topics. That's what Troy typically does and Byron used to do.
Not necessarily reading through each one, but the highlights of, whatever.
Okay.
Whatever the latest is.
Like the lesson is gone, thank God, like something like that.
No, Vivian, it is not done. I'll just start at the beginning here. The 521855, that one we are currently still in final plans. It's showing long range, so that's still correct. Right of way, that's still ongoing. So Feenham Parkway, this one we will be on track for letting it. It shows long range, but it's going to be let June, this coming June.
So that's 2021, still in 2021 then.
Now let me double check, because it's May or June, but it's definitely 21. Y'all want me to double check really quick?
Why go to this, your call?
Yeah,
I think we have it programmed in the tip, so we know it's not long range. So yeah, but it's either 21 or 22. So.
All right. The 17414. This is, well, this one and the next one, they're the two new spin-offs from the Tybee project. So we're just getting schedules, just trying to get going with those. The 6328 Branson Connector, we're still in final plans. We're still looking to let this 2021 fiscal year. The Lethem 10028, we did authorize the money, but the locals, they have not advertised this, so I'm not sure what the time frame for that.
I'm sorry, Chrissy, let me just tell you that Savannah has those interesting now. They should hit the streets, I'm guessing, next week, but they have all the documents are out and they should be getting them out on the street very quickly.
Good deal. So maybe by December.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. That sounds good. The next one, 12-7, it's scrolling. 58, this looks like 1695. Not really sure on that one, so I'm going to assume the comment which says it's 85% final design. Let's slide the next one that just repeat. I-60-307 operational improvement, 13727. Looks like they're still in preliminary design.
I see some orange barrels on 307 before you reach I-16, that interchange. So is that under construction or something? I mean, are they doing something already?
Did not be this one, because I mean it just no, this showed. One. Unless that's something else they're doing.
Okay, yeah, I just saw some orange barrels in there.
Because this one, I mean, this is correct. It says that they're still reviewing preliminary plans, so I'm not sure what that would be. Maybe some other site work.
Okay.
Unless they were just doing some survey or something like that, maybe, that they were just putting the barrels for safety's sake, maybe. All right. Which I guess, Vivian, that's something we could find, we could look into if needed.
Yes, please. We can coordinate later.
The next, State Route 25-13741. This one looks like environmental studies. Preliminary design is still going on. This one is in long range, same as the next, which would be design build 2, State Route 25. And let's see, State Route 24 from 21 to Rio Road, 25 locations. Looks like they do have a concept approved for those. The next two, 15704, 15705, the Back River projects, these, we're still in the concept phase for these right now. The next, 16 Chatham Parkway, looks like this is an operational improvement, and they're still in preliminary design. The next, State Route 21, looks like operational improvement, their final design, and looks like this should be let this FY21. The last is State Route 21, another operational improvement at 95. Looks like, let's see, this final design is ongoing, and this one should be letting this fiscal year in 2021. So Any questions?
There are also some active construction projects.
Well, the Jimmy Deloach, the first one, this still is going on. Not sure if y'all are aware. We're doing some modifications. I guess I can tell y'all. We're adding some roundabouts with the, I guess, I-16. I believe the locals requested that. Not sure if that's familiar to anybody here. Does that sound familiar? No. All right. Well, I was thinking somebody told me the locals requested it, which maybe they didn't. They're just not here. No.
Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, Pam.
Pam's quiet. Maybe not.
There's going to be a stud.
Pam cannot unmute herself.
Well, there's a project, I believe, that's going to be a study in this area. But for a quick fix kind of thing, they're putting some roundabouts at the 16 ramps. So when y'all see that going on, the contractor, I mean, it's going to be a U-zone construction revision. So that's where that one is. My guess, let's see, fall of 21, I'm not sure, possibly that would delay construction. Not sure if it would or not. The district's doing the design for it. So, all right, Island Expressway, looks like this one's 50% complete, should be done fall of 21. State Route 144 widening, this one looks like it's 75%. Says should be complete fall of 20, which would be now. So I'm not sure that one. Guess we may need to follow up if y'all need some clarification.
Hello, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Oh yes, Pam. Yeah, we can hear you now.
Oh, thank you. Okay, so about the roundabout. So with the I-6, we did that study. Of the I-16 Jimmy Deloach interchange there. Mm-hmm. And it was determined that we needed some, that interchange with the coming Jimmy Deloach project needed some improvement. And we're probably going to have to redo that whole interchange, and that's going to take away, we have a project on the books, right, for that now. But there were some interim improvements that were recommended by that study. And so GDOT elected to go with the roundabouts rather than the traffic signals. And so they were proceeding with that. That's where that came from.
And,
thank you.
And in a roundabout way, this came from the last CERT review, because I believe this was once a response. The study that was done was once a response to the call for plans and studies. We've just come full circle. Back to you, Christy.
Well, I guess that's a good thing, I guess.
we try to take credit for what we can.
I got a call saying they were going to incorporate roundabouts on the 16, because the time that one was let was my project that I let them, and I'm like, I don't understand this. So it's a little different. We typically don't do that, but anyway. Mm-hmm.
True.
All right. We were at the Sarah 144, which looked like should be letting, but not letting. Construction should be finishing, but it looks like it's just 75%. So not really sure on that one what to tell you. The pipe makers, this one, spring of 21, and think they're very close to being finished, 95%. I believe that is totally true. The State Route 144 at 95, this one, they're 30%. So they haven't been working a lot. Spring of 21, they should be finished. All right. This, I guess, is a maintenance resurfacing, I believe. This one 50% done, be done spring of 21. State Route 26 is a bridge replacement. Well, no, just a bridge preservation. All right. This 90% summer 21, they should be finished. Looks like the next two, there'll be resurfacing projects. One is State Route 21. In 80%, they'll be done summer of 21. The next looks like it's on State Route 30, and they're 95% summer of 21. Are there more?
I think that's it. Thanks for stepping in. Yeah,
no problem.
Hey, also the project number 9, that was, I think, on the side of, on the first and second page. That is the project that, remember that we put some T230 money. So I think that Troy just probably forgot to update completely the whole sheet. Because remember, he's doing double duty because we don't have a Byron anymore. So I think that number, you know, it should be in the other side on minimum because it was authorized in 2019, right?
The funds were also 2018, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. That's that project. So, yeah. That's it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
I have one more question for you, please. Do you know who the project manager is for the Highway 80 bridge project?
Highway, which one?
The Lazaro Bridge and the Tybee Road.
Yes, that's one of my project managers, Robert Johnson.
Robert Johnson. Okay. I'd like to just get a little bit more information about the status of those projects, if I could, and I'll contact him.
And if you need his contact, just contact me and I'll forward you that.
Okay. I'll do that.
Thank you. Okay.
Okay. Were there any other questions for Christy? I think we were about to wrap up on the GDOT status report. Okay. Thank you, Christy. We appreciate it.
No problem.
The next status report is Chatham County. Is that going to be Pam?
Yes, well. Okay. For the pre-construction project, I won't really go over that too much other than to point out that the State Route 21 at Pipemakers Canal culvert expansion project is being put on hold. So that was scheduled for early this year, but there's a project with the railroad that's adjacent, and the two projects really need to go hand in hand. There were some issues with dealing with CXC with the railroad and the cost there. So we're not able to do that one at this time. So we're putting off the 21 project as well until we can do them both together at a later time. So other than that, the pre-construction projects are pretty much the same. Of note, under construction, both the Truman Linear Park Trail Phase 2A and Benton Boulevard Extension are both now substantially complete and open. So that's pretty exciting. We're glad to have those almost behind us. There's still some minor work to remain, but it's substantially complete. The Clockwise 17 project is continuing. And it should be done sometime in the spring. Are there any questions about any of that for me?
Pam, can I ask you a question? Because I have a lot of users of the Truman Linear Park Trail. So they ask whether dogs are allowed.
Oh, yeah. I asked Nathaniel about that. I guess I didn't get an answer. I don't know. I'll ask again.
I would suspect. I don't. In Lake Mayer, they're not, unless they're service dogs, because that would be kind of, I guess, a maintenance issue. So I don't know if it would follow the same rules as you have at Lake Mayer, which it
connects. I would say if there's no sign that says you can't take them, then then you should be able to. But I don't know whether it was intended that way or not. I don't know if that question's come up. So, but anyway, I'll find out.
Okay, thank you.
And if they're allowed now and problem develops, the maintaining agency may decide to change it later. I see a lot of people using it. I've used it. It's very nice. I just wish that the city's segment would get completed sooner rather than later. I'm sorry, Pam, was that the completion of your report?
It is. Thank you.
Did anyone have any questions for Pam on any of the county projects? Hearing none, we'll move on to City of Savannah project status update. Is that going to be Michelle?
Michelle said she cannot. Alisa said.
I made it back in.
Oh, okay. That would be great.
My computer decided to restart in the middle of the meeting. But Mark, to your point, the city's portion of the Truman Linear Park Trail 2B has gone to GDOT. We're awaiting review and approval of the cultural resources asset assessment of effects so we can move on to the programmatic categorical exclusion and comments on the right-of-way plans. So we're trying. Project Duran held an open house on November the 10th, and comments from the public information open house are being compiled. And bid ads for the DeLesseps Avenue widening started last week.
Very good.
I do have a question on Project Duran. Probably this question might be for Leah. At the last TCC meeting, we indicated that we actually programmed Zeto study funds in fiscal 2021 for Project Duran. And then the caveat is that the city will send a letter to the GDOT planning director requesting to move those funds to fiscal 2022 with that project. So I want to know the progress on that. Is Leon still on? Or does Michelle, do you know the answer for that?
I would have tossed that to Leon as well.
He's on, but he's muted.
Leon, can you unmute yourself? He needs to unmute himself because we definitely need to know the progress on that.
I gotta check if the organizer hasn't muted them by mistake, because that happened to me. I've been mute for a full hour. I think Pamela too. It's just the system, I think, that it has a glitch or something.
Roger, can you unmute Leon?
Leon is self-muted and not muted by the organizer.
Oh, Leon is self-muted.
Which, this is Christian. I mean, we kind of would like to know that too, because we're going to be looking at doing a project change request form to change the let date. So that would be good for us to know where to put it. Because clearly, from what we're told with environmental, it's not going to make the right of way year currently funded or proposed.
Yeah, we know that from the last TCC meeting. So that's why the city is going to send a letter to GDOT planning director to request the move of the funds to the next year. So I just want, we just need to know that. Okay, Leon is still self-muted. We'll just probably get back later after this meeting to find about that.
Michael, this is on Ned. It might basically say something that, like say something later to talk about it. Because it might be like a little, we said something, I guess we can set a meeting later to talk about it, basically.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, any final questions moving on from the City of Savannah? Chattamary Transit Project Status Report. Is Bren on the call?
Yeah, Bren's on.
Yep, I'm here. Hi, guys. So here's our status report for December. Our electric buses have been purchased, ordered. We know that the building of the buses. Some of that was happening in California. So earlier this year, the wildfires slowed that down a bit. That's been pushed off again, just a little. Estimated arrival is first quarter of 2021. So that should be right around the corner. Our facilities rehab, that is just for the interior of both CAT Central and the ITC. The RFP was due to close next week, maybe the week after. We had some additional questions, so we're probably going to push that out to close in early January. So we should see that moving again first quarter of 2021. Our ITS system, the contract has been awarded, so that project is moving forward. Really excited about that system. As far as the ferry boat maintenance facility and ferry dock, SHPO is working on the 106 review, and while that's happening, the architecture and engineering stuff is going on, so moving that forward. That's the ferry dock that would be in front of the Kessler property on the west side, and the maintenance facility that would be over there on Hutchinson Island. For ferry boat rehab, the Susie King Taylor is due to get some upgrades, and so the architecture and engineering is in process. The bidding closed just a couple days ago, so we should see that. So much happening in that first quarter of 2021. We have some support vehicles that we're purchasing, and we're awaiting the state contract on that. Bus stops, stations, and terminals, and that's been a project that's been moving along as needed, and so it is still in progress this year. And our operator barriers, that's to, create that barrier between the operators and the riders. Those are complete. They're complete on all of our buses, even the DOT shuttles that are not currently running. So we're excited that when DOT comes back online, everybody's going to be safer. As y'all know, this is totally an aside, but we are social distancing, and so that certainly helps with that process as well. But that one's complete, so we can check that one off the list. You won't see it again in January. That's us.
Okay, Brent, I do have a question because this will impact the TIP. Remember we had that meeting with Charles, with Ryan?
Yes.
About the FHWA ferry boat program. So do you want to program all those funds from the previous years into fiscal 2021, or do you want to just leave them as they are right now in the drafted TIP?
My question is this: if we program them all and flex them all over, once we start spending that money, is there potential for all of that to lapse, or if we start spending it, does the lapsing go off the table?
I think the lapsing amount are different from each year.
Mm-hmm,
so the 2017 funds, say $600,000, will probably lapse in 2022. The 2018 funds probably will in 2023. So as long as you can spend what is allocated, it should be fine. But we want to get some clarification with Ryan on that.
Yeah.
But I just need to know how to program that funds in the TIP.
Yeah, I'll get clarification with Ryan on that. And give you a confirmation, hopefully, well, I guess today's Thursday. So the beginning of next week, I'll give you a confirmation on that, Lakota.
Okay. And then another question is, are you updating the TAM, the Transit Asset Management Plan, and then setting the new TAM targets?
Yes.
And then the safety plan targets. So when you have those targets set, please send us that information so that we can incorporate them.
Great. The safety plan, I believe, is going to the board for the December board meeting. So that's exciting and right on schedule. Tam, I would have to look back in my notes, but yes, I will absolutely send those over to you as soon as they get passed.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mark, back to you.
Forgot to unmute. Thanks, Bryn. I had one question. What is the date of that next CAT board meeting?
It is. Hold on. It could be next week. Let's see.
December 15th.
Yes, December 15th. Thank you.
Oh, Leon is back.
So it'll, Alicia will be attending. Alicia will be taking Stephanie's place in attending your meetings. So.
Awesome. And you're reminding me, I think she emailed me, and I may or may not have emailed her back, so I will do that as well today.
I'm just influencing, that's all.
Smart.
Reminding people influence. Things they forgot. And, very, very happy to have Alicia with us now. Okay, so that brings us up to the hour and a half mark. Other public comments? Do we have first of all, any other agency that would like to give a status report?
Mark, I apologize. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Leon.
I'm sorry. I had to take a call from GDOT earlier. I heard there was a question asked about the City Savannah status report.
Oh, Wycota had
on the project terrain. So what is the progress? You were supposed to send a letter to the GDOT planning director. Request to move in the Z230 funds currently allocated to Project Rain in 2021. Request to move those funds to 2022 with the project. So what is the status on that?
The status on the letter is that I have not sent that yet. The city has not. I've had a couple discussions with planning about it. More particularly, I know that I haven't talked to anyone other than Tom at this point. But we need to schedule a meeting with regards to that project, maybe next week if possible. We just do a quick virtual or a phone call to go over a couple of details about that. So if we'll set that up, I'll send an email hopefully tomorrow or Monday to see if we can schedule some time, if that's okay.
Yeah, make sure. I think Christy Lovett also wants to know that information. So when you set up the meeting, make sure that you include GDOT planning, the MPO, and then Christy.
Will do.
Thank you. Yes.
Okay. Great. Thanks, Leon. So were there any other agency reports? If not, are there any public comments? I don't recognize a member of the general public here. I think all of the people I see on the list are regulars, but if there are any public comments, please speak now. Hearing none, announcements. The next TCC meeting will be February 18th, 2021 at 2 p.m. Still expecting to have a virtual meeting if that, I don't think the world's going to change fast enough to get us back in person, but if there are any changes, we'll let everybody know when that happens. Other non-agenda information for reference. For those of you out there who like to take online surveys, we have a perfectly good one for the comprehensive plan survey that Jackie Jackson's staff is working on. And the SurveyMonkey link is on your screen. Feel free to get online and give them some feedback. I'm sure they'd appreciate it. Is there any other final information that we have overlooked today before we adjourn? Well, this will conclude our December 3rd, 2020 Core MPO TCC meeting, and I look forward to seeing you all next February. And some of you I'll see sooner than that. Remember, please get your scores in if you're on the review teams. Thanks a lot. And we'll close the meeting now.